the recovery so lethargic? And where do we go from here? MSU economist Charles Ballard will join me to tell us. And the author of the upcoming book, Why Good People Can't Get Jobs, will join us. The answer to the question may surprise you. We'll find out how job seekers can get around these new computerized barriers to jobs. But first, the deadline was today, and state lawmakers essentially made it, completing all their budget work, other than a few minor details that will be handled early next week. One of the budgets that was wrapped up this morning was the higher education budget, and the chair of the conference committee for that budget, Republican State Senator Tanya Schutmaker, joins me now to break it all down. Tanya, thank you very much for joining us on 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Good to be with you.
So university funding was cut 15% for this current budget, but will be increased 3% in the coming academic year. Although the increase is not equal, Saginaw Valley State University seeing an 8.2% increase in funding, but MSU and the U of M getting less than 2% increases. Why is that?
Well, keep in mind that is based upon their base allotments, and not all base allotments are the same. So if you're a bigger university and are essentially getting more money, you're going to see less of an increase. But essentially there was $36 million put into new money to help out universities deal with the 15% cut that they received last year.
I see. Now, that amount, $36 million, how did you come to that conclusion that that's the right amount to put in at this point?
Well, we took the governor's, certainly higher education is a priority for all of us, as we've seen that universities have been cut, and that's one of the reasons why tuition has increased so much is because of a loss of state funds. And so what I hope to do is, as I said in committee today, is we've kind of reprioritized our priorities. We're spending less in corrections than we have before. We've cut back on the social entitlement programs in our other budgets, and so therefore we're able to put more money towards higher education, because I think that when you get more people educated, it really drives economic economic indicators.
Part of the issue is this performance funding, which part of it involves keeping tuition down. When it comes to Michigan State University, there's this particular problem of the school's health insurance mandate, which adds a minimum of $1,500 annual cost. Now, how did you deal with that? Because that would lead to an increase of 11.7% to their tuition if that's included as part of the tuition. How did you deal with that when approaching the performance funding for MSU?
Well, what we said, there's kind of three different areas. There's one metrics and it was kind of a nice dialogue that we had, and all the universities got together and said they want to be ranked according to their national peers. Because we have 15 wonderful, diverse, and distinct universities, and so it's kind of hard to compare them. And so what we did is we took a certain amount of money and put it both in the tuition restraint pot, and then we also put the rest in the metrics pot. Well, your first question with regards to tuition restraint and the cost of, we call it Sparty Care. I don't know if that's its official name, but we said that MSU, we really want to drive best practices. So if you are going to mandate that every student out there have Sparty Care or that, then that's going to go into the cost of what you charge in your tuition and expenses. And the governor held that at 4%.
So they will be losing that portion of the performance funding, you're saying?
If they raise their tuition and fees above 4% over last year, and I don't know what the accountants say in terms of what Sparty Care does, but it's a good incentive for MSU to reevaluate whether they want to mandate health care insurance.
Do you generally agree, though, that it is a good idea to have students insured in college, considering that they can't get that insurance through a job?
I think anytime you can get somebody insured, that's a good thing. But whether it should be a university's mandate, I think I would disagree with that it should be a mandate on there.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Tanya Schutmaker. She was the chair of the conference committee on the higher education budget. And that was finalized then today, right, Tanya?
Yes, it was finalized today. It was voted on by the House today, and the Senate will vote on the bills on Tuesday. We had a member's son who was unfortunately died of cancer at a very young age, and so our members went to the funeral today.
I see. Now, there are four categories then, as you mentioned. They're based for when it comes to this performance funding. One of them is graduation rates. There's research and development and degree completions in math, science, engineering. When it comes to graduation rate, what kind of numbers are you looking for from the universities?
Well, we said that we're going to judge you according to your national peers, which I think is a fair measurement. We obviously want to drive performance outcomes and have everyone graduate within 6 years. I think 6 years is reasonable. So we really want to drive. And so if you're not doing good in that metric as compared to your national peers, you're not going to be funded that way. And so I think these best practices will really drive student achievement.
I see. But don't we have a huge proportion of students that don't make it out of college at all, usually due to the expense of paying for classes?
You know, I don't know what the national figures are saying, but we're all about getting students in and getting them out. Because what our tax dollars are for is to not, you know, have students go to university for 10, you know, 15 years, but really to drive that and get them in and out. And I think 6 years is a reasonable time to do that.
Do you think generally universities are not taking here in Michigan maybe enough steps to ensure students and to push students through college?
No, we have a wonderful way that our universities operate. It's called the Constitution, and so they're semi-autonomous, and so there's not a whole lot that state government can do, but what it can do is drive the funding and say that, you know, here's what the outcomes that we want. We want high graduation rates. We want degrees which are going to be valuable in the marketplace. We want institutional support of core expenditures, which means we want low overhead in terms of administration per student, and we want total degree completions. And so, and then there's also the research and development component. And so really that's what higher ed is, and that's the outcomes that we want to see.
But basically, if they don't hit the numbers on the graduation rates or the completions in degrees of math, science, and engineering, they'd be losing out on a portion of the funding.
That's correct.
This University of Michigan issue, the report that lawmakers were asking from them when it comes to their embryonic stem cell research, how is that resolved? Will you be getting a report with a number of embryos used in research?
It's my I do believe that the University of Michigan, the governor's office, and the House all came to an agreement upon language that was acceptable to all parties. You know, oftentimes we have boilerplate language in there that, you know, asks for certain reports. And since we are funding research and development, I do think that is a reasonable thing, especially considering all parties agreed to it.
I see. But what about the nature of this? It's such a politically charged and sensitive issue, this use of embryos and tying that to funding. Is that really appropriate to do that in that context?
Well, it's just boilerplate language, so I don't believe you're tying it necessarily to funding, and it's a reasonable ask since they are getting money for research and development.
Is it likely, looking ahead, that we'll see increases in higher education in the budget in the coming years also?
I want, you know, when I took over as chair of higher ed for the Senate last year, and, you know, we, if you look, compare ourselves, getting back to that national comparison, Carolina funds their schools the best, about 75%, which when I went to college, that's what the state used to fund that with. Slowly, because of the growth in Department of Corrections and Human Services, there's been really no else. Where else to take that money from? And so higher education, where it used to get funded at 75%, now has dropped to 25%. I really want to turn this ship around and really, you know, invest more money in higher education as we shrink other areas of the budget, because I do believe that when you have people with bachelor's degrees and incentivize that, you drive new business startups, and you really reduce corrections in the long run.
Well, certainly better to go to college than go to prison. Republican State Senator Tanya Shootmaker, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much.
When we come back, we're going to be joined by Charles Ballard, MSU economist. We're going to talk about the number just came out today, only 69,000 new jobs created last month. Or is this a major slowdown and will likely continue? That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.